Because when you first worked down here, Tommy, nearly all of the players would have been born and bred in Gloucester.
Yeah, so there's a lot of them.
Presumably you knew quite a lot of their families and so on.
Yeah, most of them were all local lads, look. Yeah. Their fathers played here before them. The Fords, all of them brought their sons on, Olders, you name it, but they either had a brother here or a father here beforehand.
Yeah.
Now, when I see what's going on now, it suddenly strikes me and say, wonder why they don't go local again. They're here in the streets. This is the way I feel about it even now. The Burtons and the Hudsons and all from local lads.
Yeah. Today they come from all around the world.
Yeah. I don't know any of these people now that's playing now.
Yeah.
There are one or two, but nothing to what it used to be.
No, that's right.
You knew their fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers of every one of them.
So what finally caused you to stop working here, Tommy?
Stop here?
Yes.
Age.
And what age were you?
Well, it'd be in my 80s.
Just decided you'd had enough pushing of the mower.
Well, they'd found another chap.
Uh-huh.
It was a family concern, and I thought, well, just a job for them. And I think it's worked out well for them.
Yeah.
That's the old family. All of his family now, his brother looks after the King's Court since their father died. And Dave's here with his boy and everything. Oh yeah, couldn't have worked out better.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you still come down here occasionally?
No.
Yeah.
It was funny we were talking about St. Martin. No. No. I've only ever been invited once, that's right. Not up this part, down below in the bar. I enjoyed the evening out with the lads, having a chat with them, and I've enjoyed what's happening now.
Good.
Yeah.
Was there anything else you wanted to ask about, John?
Well, let's see, Martin was telling us your brother, Ivor.
Yeah.
He was a trainer here, wasn't he? Fitness trainer.
Does he used to get up my nose a little bit? My own brother.
Well, was training on your ground.
And he used to write me a note on a piece of paper afterwards.
It was your ground though, wasn't it? It was yours.
Oh.
And you were in charge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 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 Some of the lads used to put, well, a bit of kid ball and everything like that. So once you've been on the ground as much as I have, then you're welcome to wear the badge. Yeah.
Your brother Ivor had quite a reputation as a trainer. I think he put the lads through it, didn't he?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
One or two of them said, you know, he gave them a hard time.
Take
them
over Robin's Wood Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, running up there. Yeah, of course he had a different vocabulary than me. He used the right sort of language, so.
I think of the players we've interviewed, the only one who has fond memories of running over Robin's Hill is Phil Blakeway.
Yeah, Phil is another bright boy. Yes.
Yeah, I think he and Mike Teague used to actually enjoy running over Robin's Hill.
Well, there you are, you see, all local lads, they were local boys. See, why pay for them to bring them over here when you've got them? No.
You've heard lots of stories from Marty. What should we have asked him about that we haven't?
Well, I think
finished in mind.
You probably got the idea that this, that was Tommy's ground out there,
yeah.
And everybody knew it. And of course, it used to get a lot of stick from the players, didn't you?
Oh, yes,
because
yes.
If they stepped on that ground when they shouldn't have done, they got told. And you know, no doubt you've heard from some of the players what they thought about Tommy, and he knew what they thought. But he had a job to do, and he did it. He's a conscientious bloke, he always has been. And what was right, and the way he dealt with it was the right way. Which is why he was left alone. Nobody interfered with Tommy down here, did they?
No.
Because he got the job done.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I know the stories about he used to spend his lunch times down here, used to leave work, and the point that he would make, I know he would, and it's absolutely true, he never pinched a second from anybody. When he was at work, he was at work. When he left, he came out here, spent his lunchtime, and he was back in time to start his... Because that's the way Tommy was.
Yeah.
Absolutely dead straight.
Yeah, and I've heard, as I say, I repeat it time and time again. Great.
Can I ask you, and I don't want to hijack this, but it's the one that always gets me. Who can you remember? Who do you reckon were the really good players that you remember?
Boothie, for a start off. Bob Hodge, another one. Phil Blakewave. Mike Nichols. Brilliant players.
Do you remember any stick out from the away sides that came here?
Oh yeah, plenty of the names have got me. Welsh players. Oh, brilliant. Especially them. Cardiff, Newport.
Well, they used to be the big games of the season, didn't they? Games against Newport and Cardiff and Swansea and Llanelli.
Yeah, I've lost a lot of that now. But I always used to look forward to a Welsh side coming up here. Yeah, always. Not so much the other ones, but always the Welsh side. You just love Welsh sides coming up here. Brilliant.
Now we have heard that years ago there used to be quite a lot of confrontation in the crowd as well as on the pitch against the Welsh teams.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Plenty from that side. Oh.
I expect the beer played a part in that, didn't
it? I guess with Mickey Booth went Terry Hobson.
Terry, yes. Yes, always blended well together. Yes,
all grew up together too, didn't they, Tom? That was the especially from around here.
That's it. Yeah, all together they were all lads together, meeting out at night.
But one person who came in from outside who seems to have had a lot of influence was Don Rutherford.
Don, yeah. Another chap used to be like that. I got a feeling he's a teacher. He used to have a lot of influence here. Keith
was just...
That's the one,
yeah.
Stonehouse Way, is it, or
Wycliffe,
somewhere?
Yeah.
That's right.
He took over from Don Rutherford at Wycliffe College.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to see these people again. But of course, I've lost all that now. This is a gentleman yesterday, actually, in Morrison's. The face, I couldn't think of the name.
Morrison's, I think, is a local meeting place. I see Tom in there. Tom sees Billock in there, and I mean, I know there's five or six local. People, I mean, one or two. There's Jimmy Warden. He played a little bit for
us. That's right, yeah.
Jimmy, another Wigan boy, actually. Mine of information, Jim. He gets down there on notes.
Well, you realise when we put this recording on our website, it'll do Morrison sales no end of it. Everybody with a cherry and white shirt on will be going to do their shopping in Morrison's.
But I go over there every day, actually. I walk because the walk from home now to Morrison's, that sets me up for the day. Then I'm when I get out of bed, it's a bit dirty first thing in the morning. As soon as I've been for my walk over to Morrison's, do a bit of shopping. As long as I've got a piece of paper with it all written down on.
But you've always done that with a bit of training, haven't you?
Yes, before yeah, always, yeah, yeah.
It's a chap who used to run to work, or yeah, to work and run home to keep, yeah, just to keep fit.
Yeah, yeah.
For no other reason than you like doing it, wasn't it, really?
No, this was it, see, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I love walking. I wish I could do a lot more of it, but...
Well, thank you very much for sharing your memories with us, Tommy.
Welcome.
It's been a pleasure to hear them.
I hope I've been of some help, but I wish I could have done a lot more.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed coming back to Kingsholm. You've spent so many years.
Oh, I've had a wonderful time.